Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with the next part of my day. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I got another segment I want to share some thoughts with you, just the two of us. And by the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, I want to talk this segment about our president, about President Trump. And I'd like to put him in a little bit in perspective for you, the way I think about him, and see if this means anything to you. If you have Trump derangement syndrome, there's probably nothing I can do to help you with that. If you have a full case of that, probably nothing I can do about that. But I would like to offer a more of a balanced approach to him, if you'll allow me for a second here, for a few minutes. First, I want to give you a little background. Years before he ever either thought about or anybody ever thought about him being president, he did some things that I didn't like. I thought they were wrong. I thought it was a mistake. And I wrote articles about it. I'm on the record. I took him to task in a couple of areas. One was some of the eminent domain things that he did. Another thing was some of the bankruptcies that he did. I took him to task on those. So I haven't always been a Trump admirer. I've not been a Trump admirer over the years, necessarily. But now he's our president. He was duly elected. I don't want to hear anything about the Electoral College and the main vote. We have a system in place that's been in place for years. And just because it didn't suit a certain side of the political spectrum doesn't mean that the system is broken or there's something wrong with it. We have a system, and we complied with that system, and we chose a president. The system we put together selected a president. He's our president now. Now, the people who are detracting from him the most these days are people who, the day after he was elected, just by mere fact of him winning the election, I mean, I can tell you who they are. They actually said, we'll impeach him. Now, he wasn't even in office yet, let alone commit high crimes and misdemeanors. So those people have no credibility. Please don't listen to people like that. People who say things like that when they have no evidence of what they're talking about, their accusations, you can't listen to those people. They have no credibility. Now, when people want to say that he's done something, he said something here or there, or he's tweeted something out that he shouldn't have said that make me cringe. If you want to say sometimes he doesn't act presidential, I'm not going to argue with you about that. When he does things like that, take him to task. Call him out on it, as I do. But let's get over this part about this, the things that you hear people coming up with things because of their derangement syndrome. That's not productive, folks. That's hurting our country. It's not hurting. President Trump will be gone years from now, and that kind of rhetoric, that kind of behavior will still be hurting our country. It's not valuable. It's hurtful. And it's not accomplishing anything, because they're not going to impeach the president. He's not going to be impeached. Now, the other thing I want to point out is, let's talk about his methods for a second. This is the area where I actually like what he's doing. I like some of the steps he's taking, to some of his methods of solving problems. Whether you like him or not, warts and all, Donald Trump is a problem solver. Guess what? I am too. Guess what? If you're a business owner, even if you don't like Donald Trump, you're a problem solver like he's a problem solver. And when he looks at a problem, he doesn't look at it like a career politician, like a diplomat, like McConnell or Pelosi, who are entrenched elitists, part of the problem. The Republicans and the Democrats who are part of the problem, the swamp that he was sent to Washington to get rid of, he doesn't look at those like that. He looks at those as, okay, that hurts America, that's wrong, this is how I'm going to fix it. And he approaches it like you or I would. And so what I would like for you to do, I'm not going to tell you how to vote in the next election, but what I would like for you to do is to say, okay, I'm going to give him a hard time when I don't like the way he says things that are unpresidential, but I'm also not going to get caught up in the derangement clickbait stuff. And I'm going to focus on how about the results, my friends. And as a business owner, I worship at the throne of results. So I'd like for you to ask yourself this question: try to be more discerning of the way you look at the president. And think, okay, what has he accomplished? What are the results? At the end of the day, did he get something done? And at least put that on one side of the ledger as giving him a fair chance in that area. Put that on one side of the ledger, but make sure you put it on that side of the ledger, on the other side of the ledger from where you put the things you don't like about him. I think you'll enjoy things a lot more when you consider him in the future if you do that. I'm Jim Blassinger. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.